don't lose the energy.
Energy, never lost. I hate you. That's it. I'm with you. Come on. That's good.
So I'm just getting some good audio. Right. Go ahead and talk up a little bit.
Shit, good. What we finna talk about?
No, we talking about anything we want to talk about. We're going to start with Bob the Builders over here in the background.
Oh, God.
We're going to start with Bob the Builders in the background. Because why is they gentrifying shit?
That's the question. We're going to pop straight into it?
Nah, I'm just doing, just getting our voices, making sure we channel for it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That's all. Me is, we gotta do it when we do it. We're actually rolling now. We're rolling.
It's good. Don't
come up, look, and get a little, yes, sir, so you inside your microphone.
You already know,
man. Yo, welcome to another episode. You're gonna be okay. I'm the host, Tone D Mac. As always, got a special guest in the building. Give it up for my dog, Static.
Yes, sir. What it do?
Static electricity, goddamn.
Too fresh, you feel me? Yes, sir.
Got you, bud. Static Too Fresh.
Yeah. I had the name change, you feel me? So now we're going by Static Too Fresh, you feel me? That's the official artist name. So, yeah.
Like Static, though. Static. Made you come up with Static?
Well, the people used to call me Static because I was always like the littlest nigga in the group, you feel me?
Yeah.
But every time I rap, I shock these niggas, you feel me?
That's hard.
So they started calling me Static and shit. And then I kind of played with it. I was Static Electricity for a minute. Static before that, I was Static the Young Assassin. No, Static Too Fresh.
Static Too Fresh. That's my boy. That's what it is, man. Fuck yeah. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, yeah. How it happened was tight. You feel me? I just posted on my story. I was like, I'm trying to do some interviews and shit. You feel me? You hit me up in the DM. We said, let's do some shit. 2 days later, then we here right now.
I mean, we got to work together. We got a lot of stuff going on, man. First off, I don't know if y'all can hear people in the background. If you can, mind them.
Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder. Right, yeah, they just keep building shit. It was inside. Like, I don't know why, but every time you turn around, it's always construction. Stop it. Cut it out. It's making me mad. Right? Making me mad. Shout out to what you drinking though? We got my boy got
shit. Starbucks. Double shot energy.
Double shot energy.
Supports focus. You feel me? You gotta stay focused. You dig?
Stay focused. And my boy got the Cliff Bar.
And we got the Cliff Bar. White chocolate macadamia nuts. Not playing with me.
That's the best one. Any other one is trash. That is the best one. They're not our sponsors, but we're working on sponsorships.
Coming soon.
Sponsorships coming soon. Already know what time it is. Alright, let's Static. Let's get to it, my boy. Let's get to it.
What's up with you, man? How you living, first of all? You good?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. Getting everything, working. Popping.
Got to. That's the only way.
You know what I'm saying? I've been working a lot. I've been doing some shows. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, me and Static, we met. I do stand-up. Static does music. He's a rapper. We met mutually, just, artist friends. And I'm like, yo, we got to collab, yo. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You did my show a couple times at Osai Sports Bar.
Yeah. Vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was cool. I remember them shit. That shit was hella cool.
Yeah, so it's gotta collab, yo.
Yeah. We're coming together, man. Shoot, it's about time. 2024 is the year to get more.
Year to get more. 2024.
If we was gonna do it, this is the best time to do it right now. You feel me? So that's what's happening right now. You did.
That's what I'm talking about. But I'm good, man. I'm good. Now, Blunt's whooping my ass. He's whooping my ass, but I'm chilling.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Let's get in it, man. Let's get in.
Talk to me. What we on?
We was on that gentrification. That's what we was on. We get to it.
We get straight to it.
Cause like, for me as an for me, coming from a different city, living in Oceanside.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Where, like, what city are you from?
I'm from Maryland.
Okay.
So, Edgewood, Maryland is where I'm from.
Right, and, right.
Like, when I moved here, everybody's like, man, this used to be the hood. You know what I'm saying? The hood. I'm like...
When did you move out here?
2019.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I was like... Right before COVID, and I was like, but that's when I started like traveling inside, getting coming to Oceanside, stuff like that.
Right,
and
right.
It, like, everybody told me, it used to be the hood, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It used to be, and for me, I'm like, I just can't see it.
It's like you can't see it. You feel me? Because they done changed the city up so much. Honestly, yeah. They done gentrified the city so much. Man, I remember back in the day, we used to be able to go sit over there. It was just land. All them hotels downtown and shit.
Yeah.
It was just land, and you used to be able to just stand there and just look straight through and see the water and all that shit. You feel me? Now, they done built all these hotel rooms and all these buildings, you feel me? And it's like, I feel like they also, like, taking away the essence of what, like, really Oceanside was. Like, all the real Oceanside spots that, like, all the real Oceaners used to go to are, like, shut down now. They don't even exist anymore. You feel me? Like, 10, 11, 12 years ago, the city was completely different. You feel me? And it's like, I feel like what they're doing is they're trying to push people out of the city that are really, like, from the city. If you look around, it'd be a lot of tourists.
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to turn into a tourist city, like in Santa Cruz or some shit. But that's how I feel, bro. That's how I feel about that. But yeah, man, it's like...
You grew up in Oceanside?
Yeah. I was born in the Bay Area, but grew up out here. Moved out here when I was like 12, 13.
Yeah, man. Like, for me, it's like when I moved here, I was like, yo, where the black people at? You know what I'm saying? Where my niggas at, man? To be like, but then as I started, like, when I was like, okay, black people are here, we just gotta find them. You know what I'm saying? Like that. It's like far, few in between. Because even like your homies, like, yo, I gotta find people that represent me. And it's like, I don't see that when it's coming from, you know, audience.
Yeah.
White people are coming, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, it's just, city just ain't what it used to be, you know what I mean? And I understand everything has to change, you feel me? You know?
How was the city beforehand?
Man, it was like, man, you used to have to be careful, you feel me? There's a lot of gangbanging, a lot of stuff like that. They was doing pimping, prostitutions, all that shit, bro, you know?
I don't know, because I'm...
Well, yeah, you don't know, but it was crazy, bro, like, dangerous, bro.
Early
90s? Growing up, bro, I feel like it just ain't what it used to be. But I guess that's a good thing, too, though. They kind of cleaned it up, I guess. But it's just like the essence of the city, I feel like, is not what it was.
There's still some game banging out here.
There is.
I got pressed up on.
Really?
Man, Oceanside, on the beach, late night on the beach, and like it took me a second to realize this dude was like pressing me. I'm like, yo, you really? He's like, where you from? I'm like, from Maryland, but I live in Oceanside.
Right.
I ain't never seen you around here. I'm like, I mean, and then
where did he say he was from?
Oceanside, Rolling 30. Or, I don't know what he said, but he said Oceanside, Rolling 30, man. Just threw up some gang signs.
Oh, for real.
But he, like, who I was with, he knew my mans, and he was like, oh, man, I thought he was just, you know, some outsider. I don't know, like.
Oh, yeah. See, it was like that consistently, though. It's not like that no more, like, as far as, like, I mean, don't get it twisted. There's still gaming and all that shit, but it's not as intense as it was back then and shit.
Nah, I feel
like nowadays, it's like, even gangbanging, I don't gangbang, but I shouldn't even be speaking on it, but. They got Bloods collabing with Cribs and all kinds of shit today. So it's
I mean, it has to change, you know, at some point. Game culture has to change.
But yeah, I ain't the one to speak on that anyways. But yeah, man, you know.
But do you rap about, like...
I be rapping about life, bro, real life
shit. Like you said, like, you rap about, like, what they should change. Like, we as, like, artists, right?
Yeah.
We using our creative, like, what we do creatively to change the world. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, give influence on, like, what the world is. Because, like, we rap about certain things. We talk about certain things that, like, has influence on, like, the city. Like, you make a banger song, 2 p.m. in Oceanside.
Mm-hmm.
People fuck with it. You're like, yeah. Oh yeah, my boy Static. Go ahead and check it out.
Yeah, y'all go stream that too, Pam and Ocean Size, out on all platforms, video on YouTube, but yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Yeah, bro. I don't know. What was the question? It wasn't even a question, man.
No, I said, like, you use, like, your platform, you use it to invoke change into, like, the city or anything like that.
I mean, honestly, I probably should more. I could do that because I know how powerful words are. At the same time, most of my music be just based off what I go through.
Yeah, what are some of the things that you like went through?
It's in the music, man. It's all in the music, like.
Nah, like we express it now, we get to it.
Shit, I done went through a lot of shit. You feel me? When I was like 13, my parents got divorced with my mom, so moved out here and shit. I done been through it all, bro. Yeah. Struggling, used to live in the web, bounce back, all kinds of shit. Been to jail before, all kinds of shit, bro.
Damn.
Ups and downs. For some shit I didn't do. Ooh, that's some shit we could talk about.
Yeah, let's get it.
That's some shit we could talk about, man. Yeah, bro.
So you got, like, I see this in a lot of people, like, they get busted for something they didn't do. You got some busted for something you didn't do.
Yeah.
You took a charge, or you just was like, they just caught you, and it was like, you had to fit the suspect.
So, okay, so this is what happened. Damn, I can't believe we even talked about this. It's about to be crazy, and I never spoke on this, bro. So this is about to be some crazy shit. So I'm fucking, this was like back when I was 18. I'm about to be 30 in a couple months, but this is back when I was 18, fam. We just turned 18.
They about to go in your 30s, fam.
Yeah. Just fresh in the game and shit, and then, so some whole shit had happened. Damn, I don't want to explain all this shit. It's just like some bullshit happened, bro. And fucking, it was in Vista, actually, at the transit center, bro. And this old white racist security guard basically, like, pointed his finger at me. Like, whoop, trying to say I did some shit. And I guess, like 2 days before that, the homie that I knew down there, he was getting, like, harassed by the, they showed me a video, he was getting harassed by the fucking two security guards, like, it was on his back, knees on his back and shit, like, fuck, dude, and shit, and then I guess it was, like, so I was over there at where that shit happened, you feel me, it was actually at the Vista Transit and shit, and then the old boy tried to say that I threatened his life, bro, and I never spoke to him, bro, just to sum it up, bro, and I ended up having to go to jail for some bullshit I didn't even do, you feel me, and I only did, like, 15 days or whatever, but still, you feel me, for something you did. That's still some shit that's like, you know, changing all the time. Shit, yeah. So it's like,
that's crazy.
But yeah, bro, some shit. I mean, he was on me 15 days. I ain't trying to have life.
You fit the description. That's what happened.
And I didn't do shit, bro. Never spoke to Brad. You feel me? They try to say, yeah, we feel like a criminal bad shit.
See, I've been. that's pretty wild.
But that's crazy, though, when you think about it. Because it's like, never spoke to Bro.
Yeah.
But because he had a badge and he was a security guard at a fucking Vista Transit Center, they took his word over mine. Crazy shit.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that should be going on, bro. More than people don't know. They be like, oh, you went to jail, you did it. No, you don't know if they did it, bro.
You don't know, bro. You don't know.
There's a lot of crooked shit out here, bro.
I have a funny story about. So I've been in that situation where I fit the description, right? So I'm walking home one day. This was in Maryland, but so I'm walking home one day. Cops. I'm walking from work, and across the street, and like I see the cop at the stop sign. So I'm like, well, I feel like they want to like fuck with me.
Yeah.
I feel that in the air.
Yeah.
Come over here. He's like, oh, where you just coming from? I think I'm coming from work. And so I'm just keep walking. He's like, nah, I need to slow down because we got to report. Like, it just got robbed. Fit the description.
Mm.
Like, I'm a comedian, so like I just say like some sarcasm says like, what was the description? Black male, 6'2", with a Family Dollar name badge on, and red shirt, black pants. That's what the description was. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But whole time I got handcuffed. I got put in the handcuffs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Or like, and it was like because the lady who wrote by said I'm the one who robbed her. Isn't that crazy?
And they just take their word.
They just take her word for what.
Especially if you're black, too.
Of course. Like, if you just look like the suspect, you're like, you look like the suspect will bring you in.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's crazy. But that shit happens, bro, all the time. And it's like, unless you've been in the situation, it's hard to really fucking understand that shit. You feel me? Because most people be like, nah, if you did some bullshit most of the time. But nah, there's some crooked ass police, bro. Racist police, too. They don't fuck with niggas.
Yeah.
At all. That shit's still going today, bro. It's crazy that we're in 2024 and people still think like this, bro. It's crazy to me.
That's wild.
Because our generation, obviously, we're past all that shit. Like,
we're past racism. We're past
come on, bro.
But people still.
The fact that it, you only know people, though.
No.
You know what's crazy, though? It be the old people because they keep that shit going. But you know what?
Yeah.
In about 10, 15 years, though, they ain't gonna be here no more.
Yeah, so you don't think there's still gonna be racism?
10, 15 years. I mean, I'm sure there still would be, but I'm sure, like, I'm just saying, like, about the old people for the most part.
Because, like, racism, like, this is something I've realized from coming from, like, the East Coast to, like, California. Like, the racism here isn't in your face. It's not in your face.
Like, probably how it is at other places.
Yeah, but, like, you, like, I have to, like, decipher, are you being racist or not? That's how bad it is. I'm just like, are you being racist? Like, I question when I'm around certain people, like.
But you know what? I can always tell when someone's racist. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been dealt with it so much in my life that it's like, I can identify with it easy. It's like, you're racist.
Yeah.
I can just tell. Because I can tell when somebody's not.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I know when somebody's not. You know what I mean? I can tell when they don't.
It's
like
crazy. Like, East Coast, they let you know that they're racist.
Right, up front.
They don't play that. They're
right,
like, what?
Right.
But, like, when I moved here, I'm like, okay, like, because they'll fuck with you, but they be like, this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll, it's, like, weird to me that I'm, like, I, like, trying to be like, this motherfucker racist.
Right. Trying to decipher it, like.
Because, like, they'll, like, just the other day, right, I'm at Vista Pub Lounge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in Vista.
Yeah.
And Jim's, and you know, I'm standing at the door.
Mm-hmm.
All the questions that I got asked. Do you work? You work security? You look like a security guard. I'm like, but I'm just standing. Like, I'm just standing here. Like, it's like there's nowhere else to go. And so then I'm sitting there, and he was like, you got a lighter? I'm like, nah. But the homie had a lighter. And he was like, oh man, thanks, my ninja. I'm like, yo, why? Like,
you said my ninja?
Yeah, like,
my ninja?
Yes.
That's what he literally said.
Yes. Like, what's up,
right?
Yes, he was pointing to the top.
He was probably faking.
No. He's like, thanks, my ninja. He's like, you my ninja. I'm like,
see, he testing the waters. Smack! Smack! Now he's another race.
Yeah.
Smack into another race. That's what I would do.
I'm like, he's not deaf. He's definitely not talking to me.
Chinese!
Like, I
said,
that
means.
I seen the meme the other day. It was like, it said, imagine you getting robbed in China. And it was like, it does. An officer asked for what he looked like.
Man.
Like, everybody's going
Man.
Down.
Man.
Everybody's going down. Like,
on me.
What he looked like. The game. Yeah. Arrest everybody. Black people, we got, oh, he looked, he's, but black people too, because they be like, he's anywhere from 5'10 to 6'12. Like, they just arrest everybody. Like, they don't even like.
Everybody fit the description, bro.
That's what you're talking about. Everybody fit the description.
Ooh. Sound like some fire shit. Nigga, write that down. Everybody
got the description.
Got that.
Got the recording.
Everybody fit the position. I can just tell me how you do it.
Yeah. I might be hiring.
That'd be fire. I would like to see the rapper do it too. What's his name? Talking about real quick.
Only Yo.
Only Yo. Shout out to Tommy and the last one for Cisco. If everything go rap, you know that's the plan. So.
Yeah, definitely. That'd
be fire. What's it? Is it again?
Everybody fit the description.
Everybody fit the description. That's hard.
Yeah.
That's a whole concept. Like,
yeah.
Ooh, we got one.
Yeah. Got like,
fit the description. All right, I'm gonna hit him after this. We're gonna really do that.
It's like where I feel like creatively, like, we just talk about shit that happens in our life. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's a real thing that we just, for some reason, you have already ingrained in your brain that this person is the entire race. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, how are you the entire, just one person can do something fucked up. You're like, you are the entire race.
Right. I know what you're saying.
You know, like,
I don't know why people, that's crazy. That's an ignorant mindset.
But a lot of people are ignorant. A lot of people are just like, they don't believe, like, when you say it, this is what it is.
Like, what you mean, though, exactly?
Like, when people of color, black people, whoever, they do something creatively and it's like good, or they make some type of money, you can't do that because you're black. Like, we have this
right mindset.
That you can't do this because
or like you're black and you got money, you're selling drugs.
Yeah. It's like that mindset. Like, it's dirty people. I know more ability than black people. And that's a fact.
I think they already started in San Francisco or some shit like that.
Right. That's
some crazy next level shit, because it's like, now they're gonna try to say that the robot is accountable for that shit.
Yeah. We think about all the laws that they pass, we're test owners. And we sign over, like, when they say, like, a person signs over their rights.
Yeah.
Like, they do it in such a way because they prep you for it.
Yeah.
They prep you for it before it happens. So it's already in your brain.
Yeah.
So they're even telling you about what the world is going to be. You see it in the movies, you see it on TVs, you see it in commercials, you see it in all these things. And by the time you realize it's happened, you're already in it. So it's like, you can't stop it because you're already in it. Technology moves so fast, bro.
Crazy.
So fast.
They about to have flying cars.
They already got flying cars. They already got flying cars.
It's crazy. But they about to test us. Like,
we move slow.
Yeah.
So, think about how fast technology moves. There's somebody.
The new, the
So they just prepping us for what's really happening. We just gotta be prepared. Like, something that, it's like, they doing something right now, bro. Like, I feel it in the air. Government.
Facts, bro.
Like,
it's something going on, bro. There's always something behind the scenes. That's why it be all these distractions and shit. Right. They put out, ooh, this story right here, just to fuck your head. And they only tell us what they want us to know.
Exactly. Yeah.
I guarantee there's some whole other shit going on right now. They're not going to put that out to the world.
Of course they not.
For the fucking E family. But they put what they want out to the world. Oh, this man got killed. They got robbed. Car accident. A fire, all the bad shit. That's why I don't watch the news. All they promote is negativity, you some bitches. That's what you live off of, negativity.
But that takes your energy.
And that's what, and it has everybody worried and shit, stressed. Bro, I was catching the lift the other day, right? Yeah. This motherfucker listened to like some CNN bullshit. And they're talking about the presidential race or some bullshit. Yeah. And I'm just saying, everything after every sentence that they said, I just see his reaction. Fucking, he's like stressed out. Like, he's like, I'm like, bro, that's why I don't listen to that shit. So you trying to be stressed out all day?
I want you to like really visualize.
That's crazy you said that. I don't watch the news. I put that on everything I love.
You like, I watch the news for jokes because I like
Oh yeah.
Trying to get jokes out of what they talk about, some ideas. This just like listening, even like doing like a newscast of what's, and this is what happened. You know, not saying it's going to like this. I can do that for video. Like, it's just like okay, that's pretty funny because I watch, the stuff that I watch when I read the news or I watch the news, like that's insanely crazy. The story just be like so, like they feel fabricated. Mm. Like,
does
this really happen? Like,
right. They probably do be fabricated.
Like, all the news people say the same thing. Every news station has the same type of news. The same exact thing. It's no
propaganda.
Different. Yes, propaganda.
God damn. God. Shit getting deep.
Proper fucking ganda.
Come on.
Like, other thing is funny, like, so, have you ever took mushrooms?
Yeah.
You know, so, I took a mushroom one time, right? And so, scrolling on Netflix, and I'm like, yo, why are all these, like, subtitles demonic, right? And so, then I'm like, man, fuck, I can't watch none of this shit. So, I don't know why my brain went into, like, looked up Netflix, and the creator of Netflix is related to the father of propaganda.
Wait, say that again?
The creator of Netflix
is related to
the father of propaganda. The person who created propaganda, he's related to.
Really?
Yeah. Look at this shit, that's someone fucking, look that shit up. And I was just like,
that's kind of crazy though.
God, I think Netflix is
all the shit that they push in.
Bro, they have unlimited content on Netflix. You can watch.
You can be on there all day. All day tomorrow. The next day. The next day. And still be watching some new
series.
They damn, they're running this shit over there.
So it's like, they put all the stuff in like Netflix.
But that's crazy because they also control what they put out.
Exactly.
Which means they also control what
we see. Control what we see. So you're controlling controlling the image and the image that you want to look at.
And that's why I feel like they don't be putting on some black movies, they don't be fucking with black.
Oh no.
That's why we got these other services though, like Tubi, shit like that. Yeah. Our shit, you feel me? That shit's cool that they got the shit like that.
But they only promote the negativity on there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, they're controlling that shit for sure.
So
and they're not letting certain people get into that shit too.
Like, if you go against the image, then it's a problem. If you go against, like niggas going against society norms.
Damn, that's deep. And you know what? That's with everything.
Everything.
That's with everything, like.
Because I feel like, I really think if you are doing everything society's doing, you're doing something wrong. You're just doing something wrong. Because, like, the power that bees mislead you.
Mm.
So if somebody's misleading you and letting you like live a certain way, like controlling your brain, you're doing something wrong. So it's like everybody who's doing something that's
how I feel, but most society don't feel like that.
Right, society. Most society is comfortable.
They're comfortable with
they're
it.
They're like, think we got cool. They think.
Why do they think it's cool for them to work? They think it's worth their whole life, bro.
This is my son, homie, yesterday.
Their whole life, bro. Supposed to be enjoying life. They trip for like retirement and like.
Check it out.
Got 10 years to live life.
You work a job, right? The government takes 40% off the top. You didn't see that, right? All right, 40%, right? 40% that's taken off the top, gone, right? Then, when you get your check, you have to pay for something, you're getting taxed again. So you already down whatever 50% of your
money.
Futuristic. That's somebody in 1980 be like, you talking this.
Think about that. That's crazy. The fact that that's regular today tells us how fucking far we done came. Niggas used to be on that AOL internet shit. That's the dial up shit. What was the sound? Play that shit through that. You feel me?
Like, dial up, like, yo, get off the home phone. Need to get on the internet.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
look how far we done came, bro.
That's crazy.
Like technology, like you said, is crazy, bro. People used to watch VHSs.
See, I'm
VHSs, bro, and put it in the.
So I'm 30.
Eject that motherfucker.
And I'm seeing how fast technology has just transpired. Just
you
like
how old are you? My bad.
31.
Yeah.
So
you like the same?
Seeing how fast technology has like progressed.
Isn't it crazy, bro?
We got electric cars. insane. I'm saying, well, I feel like they already got the flying car though.
They
like,
do though. They said it's gonna come out, and I think they were saying they're gonna test it out 2025.
That's a concept that I want to see for real. I want to be one nigga in the traffic.
I'm gonna let these niggas test drive. I'm gonna sit back a couple years.
I want to see somebody get pulled over in the air.
Let me tell you something. Somebody gonna crash.
Somebody definitely crash. I want to see somebody get pulled over in the air. That's what I want to see. Somebody get pulled over.
See, like, I think it's only supposed to, it's like, it drives, but then it's like, if it's traffic, then it's like, you could fly type shit, like.
Where you gonna land, though?
How are you gonna get your landing right?
You where you gonna land, out. You gonna, think it's like,
like, oh, running to one of the corners and shit. Like, that's gonna be some, cause they gonna be some test tries, it's gonna be some shit. It's gonna be some shit, bro. I'm gonna sit back for a minute, I'm like, nah, I'm gonna let y'all have that one for a minute. It's gonna be some shit, bro. That's gonna be crazy. Damn, like you said, the technology, bro, is deep. Today is deep. Yeah. We can do anything we want today. We connected with the world. Everything that we do is connected to the internet.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything, nigga.
You can't live without the internet.
Where you trying to? We gonna figure out what we gonna eat tonight or whatever. If I'm with a girl or something. We go on the internet or something. We're gonna figure some shit out. Yeah. Anything, bro. It's like everything's connected to the internet, bro.
Like
this podcast that we about to drop, where is it going?
It's just going on the internet.
Is it going on the internet?
Yeah.
The clips that I'm getting on for the Instagram, where is it? Is it going on the internet?
On the internet.
Everything is connected to the internet, bro. That's crazy that people don't know how to maneuver on it. They need to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
It's not like it was 1980s.
Yeah.
We can do things we can do back.
You can potentially be, it's like be independent, but that's the route most people should take. That's the independent route. But I'm not saying it's not good to partner and stuff like that, but realize you get yourself into it.
Right.
That's really main. I mean, I'm inspired. I'm really inspired.
This is dope. Like, this is dope. You can talk about some shit.
Like, I feel like.
Spotify and all them systems and platforms, it takes us 3 months to recoup any type of money before we can actually see the money. Now with this platform, we get to fucking get paid directly. So it's like, it's offer based, so the fans can pay what they want. So like, if they want to pay $10, boom, $10. And it goes directly to the artist. If a fan really fuck with you, they want to pay $100,
yeah.
Boom, they can pay $100, you feel me?
Right.
Get some exclusive gear with it, you feel me, type shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, Even's the new platform that I'm about to start using to drop my music exclusively, so we can get paid directly, you feel me, type shit, so I don't have to wait 3 months to get paid, because think about it, the music game is kind of fucked up. We should be getting paid right away.
Yeah.
Why I gotta wait 3 months to get paid?
Yeah.
From the streaming services, y'all get paid right away.
Yeah.
But that's what my new album's gonna drop on. It's gonna drop on Even exclusively before it drops on Spotify, so y'all get pay me directly, so that's coming soon. I got some new music. Y'all just stay tapped in, man. You already know. I appreciate you, my nigga.
Yeah.
This was a dope conversation, for real. And damn, I got some therapy. I talked about some shit I never talked about. That was cool, man. I feel lighter. Like, I feel like I got some shit on my chest. So I appreciate you, my nigga.
Thank you, bro.
Real shit.
I think that is the idea of the podcast. It's like, you know, say we're going to keep it funky for real.
So I got to talk about some shit that, I've been wanting to talk about. That's cool. I need to do more of these. Hey, if y'all got a show or a podcast y'all want to see me on, tap in with me on Instagram. I'm trying to do more shows. You already know. Shout out to my boy, man.
You already know, it's the host, Tony D. Mac, as always. Follow for more episodes. Check out the old episodes as well.
Tap in.
Tap in with me.
Yes, sir.